Following a good LOI 1 burn, Apollo 10 will be on the exact ground track that Apollo 11 will have.
We got a bunch of clocks running in here, but just in case, give us a sync hack at 10 minutes, will you?
Roger, we'll give you a hack at 10 minutes, over.
Apollo 10 is now 9 minutes away from loss of signal. Its distance from the moon is 681 nautical miles. Velocity, 6,916 feet per second.
Houston, Apollo 10, just tried looking out as far as I can out of the top hatch window and still can't see the moon, but we'll take your word that it's there. Over.
Roger, 10, that's guaranteed. It's there. Over.
Okay.
That was a trusting Tom Stafford.
It's there plus 60 miles.
No guarantee on that.
Our trench guys, guarantee 60x170 on your, if you burn on the P-40 number.
Man, the beer's on me if it's 60x170.
We'll take that.
And if it ain't, we don't have to worry about it.
That was Gene Cernan. And we're coming up on 3 minutes to loss of signal. Mark, 3 minutes.
Apollo 10, Houston, on my mark, it'll be 10 minutes to ignition. Over.
10, roger.
Apollo 10, stand by for a mark, 10 minutes. Mark, 10 minutes, ignition.
We're safe.
Roger.
And again, he gave him that mark 2 seconds early to allow for the lag time in communication.
Apollo 10, Houston, 2 minutes to LOS. Everybody here says Godspeed.
Okay, and we'll see you right on the other side in orbit.
Roger, 76-22-55.
We'll be calling you.
There's LOS right on the numbers. And as Apollo 10 and its crew goes behind the moon, they're 7 minutes 16 seconds away from the lunar orbit insertion burn. That burn scheduled for 75 hours, 55 minutes, 53 seconds. Total delta V of 2,982.4 feet per second. A burn time of 5.54 minutes. 5 minutes, 54 seconds. Five seconds. Ignition and Apollo 10 should be burning now. And at that time of ignition, Apollo 10 was 98.4 nautical miles from the moon. 215,847 nautical miles from Earth. And we have 2 clocks counting in the control room now. The top clock reading AOSCM reads 25 minutes, 8 seconds. That's the acquisition of signal time with a good LOI burn. The bottom clock reads 14 minutes, 24 seconds, and that is the acquisition time if Apollo 10 did not perform the burn. Flight Director Chris Kraft describes the attitude in this control center now as anticipatory. Most controllers sitting at their consoles very quietly. Jack Schmidt is still here. Deke Slayton, the director of flight crew operations, is here talking at the moment with Dr. Robert Gilruth, the director of MSC. George Lowe, the Apollo spacecraft program manager, is here with Chris Kraft, the director of flight operations, and Lieutenant General Samuel Phillips, the Apollo program director, is seated next to them. On the other side of General Phillips is George Hage, the mission director. We We understand that Dr. Kurt Debus, the director of the Kennedy Space Center, and Dr. Von Braun, the director of the Marshall Space Flight Center, are in the viewing room. We'll try to get a list of some of the other people in the viewing room. In the viewing room are Dr. George Miller, the Associate Administrator for Manned Spaceflight, NASA, Mr. Lou Evans, the President of Grumman Aircraft Engineering Corporation, the prime contractor for the lunar module, and the Vice President for Space of that company, Joe Gavin, the manufacturer of the command module. Charlie Brown is represented by William Bergen, president of the Space Division of North American Rockwell, and Rusty Schweikert, who was the lunar module pilot on the Apollo 9 mission, is in the viewing room. We're a minute 23 seconds away from the time we should acquire Apollo 10 if the lunar orbit insertion burn was not performed. We're 11 minutes 45 seconds away from acquisition of signal with a good lunar orbit insertion burn. Silence, and he counted down the last 5 seconds of that time out loud.